Hi there. The word for you today is, the barriers are in your mind. In Luke 4 verse 18, Jesus said he had been sent to proclaim freedom, recovery, release, and favor. He began his ministry by saying that he came to bring freedom to those held captive by destructive habits, to give sight to those who are spiritually blind, to lift up those who've been put down, and to announce that the time of God's favor toward us has come. If you look closely at ancient maritime maps, you'll see something interesting. Places which sailors marked with pictures of dragons. Sailors who explored the world in those days wouldn't go there. Were those dragons real? No. But they were real in the minds of those sailors. Let me ask you to try something. Picture a barracuda in a big tank at SeaWorld in Florida. A glass barrier divides one half of the tank from the other. Now, each time the barracuda tries to swim from one end of the tank to the other, he bumps into it. And here's an even more interesting thing. Even when the barrier's taken away, the barracuda still won't swim beyond that point. You say, why? Because the barrier is in his mind. Hey, Satan will place barriers in your mind and say that you can't go beyond a certain point in life. You can't dream beyond it or reach beyond it. Hey, don't believe him. Jesus said that Satan is a liar and the father of lies. But understand this, a lie is as effective as the truth if you believe it and act on it. Look, with God there are no limits, just unlimited power. The Bible is filled with stories of little people, limited people, lackluster people, and in some cases, low-life people who penetrated the barriers beyond which they thought they couldn't go. And you know what? God used those people to do amazing things. And he can do the same for you today.